Kill the Messenger by Tammy Hoag. L.A. traffic. Rush hour. The city had been pressed down beneath the weight of an anvil sky all day. Endless, ominous twilight in the concrete canyons between the downtown skyscrapers. Legs pumping, fingers tight on the handlebars, fingertips numb. Eyes on the gap between a Jag and a FedEx truck. Quads burning, calves like rocks. The taste of exhaust. Eyes dry and stinging behind a pair of swim goggles. A bag full of blueprints in cardboard cylinders riding his back. The two-way strapped to his thigh like a six-gun barked out bursts of static, and the rock-crusted voice of Etta Fitzgerald, the base dispatcher. They called her Etta because that was what they heard out of her all day. ETA! ETA 16! Base to Jace! ETA! What's your 20, honey? He had 3 minutes to make it to the developer's office on the 17th floor of a building still blocks away. The guard at the front desk was a jerk. He locked the doors at 6 on the dot and had no sympathy for anyone standing on the street trying to get in. The guy would have turned his back on his own mother if he had one, which Jace doubted. He bolted for the door, tripped himself, fell like a boulder, and tumbled and skidded, arms and legs bouncing like pickup sticks. Cardboard blueprint tubes shot out of his bag and rolled down the sidewalk. No time to assess damage or recognize and catalog pains. The security jerk stared at him through the glass. He turned the key in the lock and walked away. "Hey!" Jace shouted, slamming into the glass. "Hey, come on!" The guard pretended not to hear him. Son of a bitch. He wasn't staying 3 extra minutes to log in a delivery. Having the power to walk away was probably the only power he had in his miserable life. His radio made a sound like Velcro tearing free. 16, you out there? Base to Jace, base to Jace. Hey, Lone Ranger, where you at? I got money chewing my ass. Money was Etta's word for a customer. The developer was on the phone screaming at her. I'm in the elevator, Jace answered. He keyed the radio on and off, on and off. You're breaking up, Base. The elevator dinged and the doors pulled open. The developer's office was down the hall on the left. Lori, the cute receptionist, was gone, along with the chance for a free Snickers. Mr. Major Development was standing at her desk, shouting into the phone. He stopped abruptly and slammed the receiver down as Jace walked in with the blueprint tubes. Well, it's about time, Major shouted. My 80-year-old mother could have gotten here faster with her walker. Sorry, Jace said, handing over the manifest. He offered no excuse or explanation. He knew from experience it wouldn't matter. What mattered to Mr. Major Development was that he now had his blueprints and could get on with his life.